The Flambeau Mining Company stopped taking copper and gold out of the surface mine about 10 years ago. Now the firm is asking the DNR to approve a final certificate of completion, which would say the site has been reclaimed to the point where it can support wildlife and passive recreation to the extent the company promised in 1991 before mining started. Flambeau spokeswoman Jana Murphy says the reclaimed site is an asset for the Rusk County community.
We submitted a notice of completion back in 2001, and since that time there's been extensive ecological monitoring of the site, and we've shown that we've provided a biodiverse site that's stabilized.
Murphy says the nearby Flambeau River is also being protected. She says the mining company is ready to begin 40 years of groundwater monitoring at the site, and that a long-term bond filed with the state is an extra financial guarantee. But several environmentalists and the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Chippewa oppose the DNR granting the certificate. Attorney Melissa Scanlon says a stream on the site and local groundwater are contaminated.
So there's a concern that if this company is allowed to be released from any further reclamation of the site, it's going to be the state and the public who are left holding the bag.
Scanlon says the Flambeau mining case also has a broader importance, as it's the first reclamation project since mining laws were revised over the last decade. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.